there are people who invaded any open space that they see as an open space. Some are on the wetlands, some are on the sewer pipes and water, some are under electricity, they're under Zesa cables. So those houses are not suitable to be built on those areas. And we cannot leave it like that.
What is going to happen to the residents in those places where you are demolishing the houses?
If they were given by council, then they can come back to council. If they were given by somebody, they have to go to that somebody.
Why is this issue prevalent in Harare, the issue of land barons, you know, giving residents houses?
Because this is the capital city. There are a lot of people who are staying here. There are some people who are doing it for political expedience. So those people, they would just take the law into their hands. You would find that even the police, even the National Army, they are invading open spaces, even in industrial areas. They go and build houses where they are supposed to be industry. So these are politicians who want to politicize things which are not supposed to be politicized. They want to think that they are a law unto themselves. But then, you know, it's not supposed to be like that. We are a citizen which is supposed to abide by the rules and regulations governing our own country. So everybody should adhere to the local authority, planning authority, for them to be given where they are supposed to do their business, be it business, be it residential or whatever. Nobody except the council or government is supposed to give anyone land.
But is there any long-term plan to actually end this kind of crisis?
The problem is that there is a very high rate of unemployment in this country. So these people, even if you say, can you come and pay land, intrinsic land value, they are not able to pay. So they want to do those things for free. They are going to build where there is a wetland, there cables, whatever, whatever. They are going to build it there because it's for Mahara.